in a faraway land, an evil sorcerer seized the talisman of power forged in the time before time, plunging the realm into cruelty and darkness. In desperation, the talisman sent forth a portal through time and space to retrieve the heroes of legend prophesied to restore justice to the world. This episode of Dumb Fantasy begins with our heroes cowering behind the wardrobe as another ominous knock echoes through the chamber. They watch with bated breath as the satyr extends a trembling hoof to reveal what dangers lurk beyond the door.
Ew, dude, your breath smells like goat cum.
When Reptom's bent over like that, I can see his muddy butthole, and it's so fucking gross. What, do they not have toilet paper here?
Come on, cut him some slack. It must be really hard to wipe with hooves.
Son of a bitch, this motherfucking thing. Why didn't I make it more hoof-friendly?
See what I mean? He can't even open a door with those things.
Do you think, like, since the lower half of his body is human, does he, like, do human poops? Or like, those goaty little poop pellet things?
Huh.
Who goes there? Reveal yourself and announce your purpose.
Boo! Oh! I got you so good! I got you!
Oh, God damn it! Not this again!
Oh, look at your little face. You're so skeed. You thought I was a big guy in a big cloak. But I know. What's that in the hood? It's just me, your little fairy friend. I was only having you on, mate.
Okay, you got me. It's very funny.
Hang on a tick. I can't understand a word you're saying, mate. I guess the enchantment wore off. Gonna need another delicious goblet of your old dangle syrup.
I don't have any right now, so if you could just...
Oh, look at that. I can smell you got a pot on. Oh, what's this? There's a goblet right here on the table. God, look at the size of the thing. I could bathe in it. Cheers.
It's pellets.
Dog, it's fucking logs.
Pellets.
Logs. Ow, cut it out. Rev Tom, he flicked my balls.
Whoa, I flicked you in the head of the dick. There's a vast difference between the two. No,
wait, did you just...
Oh, yeah, we're doing it.
Seriously, guys, I told you to hide.
So who are these chappers then?
I'm the chosen one.
Oh, I can see Revtum's got you going on about that prophecy malarkey.
Now you're calling me Revtum too?
Yeah, man. It's a catchy name. And what about this noodly fella? Is he like your familiar?
No.
Pretty much.
I'm not anyone's familiar. You know, I don't have to take that from some fucking fairy.
Whoa, dude. Not cool. I think that's just how people from New Zealand talk.
No, just... Look at him. He's 3 inches tall and has wings. He's a fairy. He said so himself.
Yeah, they get to call themselves that.
Oh, God, you're so stupid.
Unfortunately, this idiot is the chosen one.
I just don't see it, mate. I mean, I get it. If a sorcerer carked my whole family, my people, I'd be desperate to bring them back too. But when you go on about that children's bedtime baloney, you start sounding a Sammy short of a picnic, bro.
He has the mark. Look, if you're so sure I'm wrong, let's bring him to the Oracle. And if the human survives the trial, you have to fulfill the destiny of the fairies and forge the blade of the Chosen One.
Bully for you, but what do I get out of this little wager?
Oh, here we go. What do you want?
Oh, I've got it. When you lose, I get a lifetime supply of your delicious steaming peepee nectar. Anytime, day or night, fresh from the spigot. And I don't want any grumbling from you.
You make a disgusting yet agreeable bargain. Let us venture to the Oracle, post haste.
Ah, but we can't leave now. I'm chock full of your slime. I can barely move. Mind you, I'm quite small. Your sperm cells are, you know, quite big, like tadpoles. My belly's like the underside of a lily pad in springtime. Let's wait till morning, when I'm not so bogged down with your pearl jam.
'Cause I'm feeling like a big potato made of concrete, yeah.
Man, I love that band.
Ew, that's what that means?
Oh yeah, Pearl Jam's easily top 5 bands named after cum.
There's more?
Oh, my sweet summer child.
The unlikely fellowship, group, rest their weary heads on makeshift beds of hay. They then set off before first light, under the cover of darkness, oblivious to the shadowy figure with glistening eyes flittering after them through the misty treetops above. What fate shall befall our heroes? Find out next time on Dumb Fantasy.